Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I want to talk about speed limits. So often I got caught up, actually. I was actually just driving the other day.
You got pulled over?
No. I got caught up just thinking.
Oh.
I do that from time to time. People know me like, yeah, he does that. And I've noticed myself, like, when I drive, you can kind of just be, like, driving, and you don't even realize that you're doing this, but you know it's 35. Mm-hmm. The intersection that you're coming up to, it's going to be 45 afterwards. So you can put it on cruise or take it off cruise, hit the brakes, know that when you get on the freeway, it goes up to 70, and it's like you're mindful of just like, okay, I can go a little bit faster here, I can coast, I can slow down. And it's almost like you're programmed, and it's like you kind of just like shut your brain off for a moment. Like you can just kind of like, which is a good thing in some ways, or maybe I'm kind of freaking you out. You're like, oh my goodness, do you drive like this? Some people do drive like that. Just be mindful of the yellow lines. Be mindful of the yellow lines.
Right.
But it's like as you're driving, you might not be aware that you're doing this. And it's like, but for some time, you know, if you've ever driven in an area that you're not familiar with, you're driving with somebody who's in the passenger seat.
Like Atlanta?
Yeah. And it's like, or a big area, or any metropolis area that you're in. Or even if you're in a, you know, a small rural city, if you're driving with somebody who's from the area and you're not, have you ever asked that question, hey, what's the speed limit here? Mm. And it's just like, well, all of a sudden, it's like you don't know. So it's like, okay, so you kind of slow down and you kind of look because you want to make sure that you're, you know, going the right speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of, it causes me to kind of just slow down in itself. And it's like, when I look at Jesus's life, he was never speeding.
No, he was never in a hurry.
He was always looking to the side, to the left and the right of who he was. He was always mindful of the people. And what really sticks out to me is there was a specific encounter that Jesus has. It's in Luke 24. And what had happened was, you know, Jesus was crucified. He was killed. And he was brought back to life. And he's walking, right?
Mm-hmm.
He comes back to life. He's resurrected. And the people who are his followers are just devastated, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's walking with them. And they're about to go another way, and he's about to continue going. And they tell him, and the Bible says that they urged him strongly to come with them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at it, though, that's not where Jesus was originally heading. And the Bible says that it's like they were basically, hey, walk with us, walk with us, walk with us.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at that, he changed the direction of where he was originally walking to spend time with people. That wasn't his end goal. He was, if you think about it, he had this direction and he took off on an exit ramp of relationship to spend time with people. And where that ends up is that they were breaking bread. And when Jesus broke the bread, their eyes were opened.
Mm.
And another one, I think about the woman that had the issue of blood. And what happened was Jesus was walking. His disciples were around him. There was a crowd pressing around him so much that he couldn't even like walk normally. That this woman who had the faith of just responding to the presence of Jesus, she came up from behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never seen that before, but it was just like, again, I mean, Jesus is God. I mean, he could have been aware of this.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible talks about when she touched him, her mindset was, if I can just touch his cloak, if I can just touch his clothes, I'll be healed.
All right.
But she came up from behind him. Jesus was walking in a direction. Somebody touched him in such a way that it caused him to turn around.
Mm-hmm.
And that so sticks out to me because when you look at it, Jesus was always going the speed limit of love. He never sped, if you will, in that story of speed limits and how fast you're driving. And the question is, how fast are you walking? How fast are you living through your life? Are you speeding past the people? Are you speeding past the speed limits of the relationships in your life? And the reason why it's so caught up with me, because it's just like how I can say, like when you're driving and you kind of go into that, you know, you're familiar with your processes of, okay, hey, this is 25, 35. How many people just kind of go into the cruise moment of, okay, well, this is the baseball diamond. Okay, we're at practice. Or, oh, I'm at the job. Okay, you know, we're at the dinner table. Mm-hmm. Okay, then I can go a little bit faster here and there. And the question is, though, just like you're in that moment when you stop and ask that person next to you, hey, what's the speed limit sign here? What are those people that are next to you? You might be going 45, but what if the person next to you is going 25?
Right.
What they might be saying, hey, I'm only 35, and you just drove right past them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so significant because it's just like we can be doing so much. We can be on that freeway, if you will, in our life, going 75 while there's a rural exit of someone who's in need, but they're at a speed limit of 25.
Right.
We can be doing so much, getting so much done, driving right past the very people that are saying, hey, do you know about Jesus?
Mm.
Hey, is Jesus here? And what sticks out to me, too, is you look at it in Matthew 15. Jesus is saying that he's talking about religious people, the Pharisees of the day. And he's like, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And that's so significant because we can be doing so much, but it's like, are our hearts with the people that got us placed next to us? And what sticks out to me even greater is that when you think about it, when you're driving, you see a stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
And a stop sign causes you to slow down. It causes you to say, okay, I can't do 45 through the stop sign. It's not exactly legal, but you got to stop. And as I was praying about this, and the guy was revealing this to me of just like how important it is for us to slow down to the pace of love, it's significant that the color of a stop sign and the color of your heart is the same color. You know, it's red. It's love. That's the huge thing. And it's just like in our culture, we got to remind ourselves there is so much the fast pace motion of our culture, the hustle and bustle of just our daily schedules. And it's just like, we got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if we are, you know, speeding past the speed limit of love, it's like, dear God, help me to slow down to the pace of people.
Mm-hmm.
We can never go faster than however fast it is to be able to carry on a relationship, to be able to love people where they're at. And it's like, okay, hey, great. You're at 45 right now, but there's somebody right next to you that's going through driving school.
Mm-hmm.
They're just learning how to grow in their relationship with the Lord. Slow down and love them where they're at. When we stop to the people that are next to us, you'd be surprised that in those encounters, Jesus says, it's like anywhere where there's two or more gathered in my name, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
When you break bread with people, when you sit down and have a cup of coffee with them, watch how God may even open up your eyes to a revelation of who Jesus is that you may have never encountered.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the powerful thing is like, I mean, I ask you that question, you know, are you speeding right now? Because I know there's areas in my life that God showed me, it's just like, I got to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think one of the greatest travesties, if we were to look back on our day, look back on our life, and see the people that we just walked right past.
Mm-hmm.
And something that somebody said to me recently that just was so powerful was that it's better to fail at a task than it is to fail at a relationship. And the greatest thing that we have is the gift of people alongside of us. And if we know Jesus, we have the greatest gift,
mm-hmm.
the gift of the good news. And there's no greater way that we can love people than sharing them with Jesus and sharing Jesus with them. And that's such a powerful perspective. And I just want to challenge you right now to just ask God to give you that grace to slow down to the pace of love.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's areas in your life where you're speeding, the Holy Spirit can empower you. The Holy Spirit can help you. If when you allow God to drive the so-called car of your life, the steering wheel of your life, when you surrender to the Lordship of Jesus, He will drive you. He will show you, hey, I got something. Take off on an exit ramp here.
Mm-hmm.
And the most beautiful thing is when we're spending time with Him, we're going to know those unctions of His direction, of His voice, and we won't miss the people. And I just want to encourage you to live out a life at the speed limit of love, at the speed limit of the people to the next of you, to the left, and to the right. And it's a beautiful moment. It's a beautiful day. And it's just loving God and love others and lead others wherever you're at.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.